When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs,
and this is the H&J Daily. Well, you know that because you've clicked on something that says that, but it fundamentally is the best bits of this afternoon's show.
Yes, it was.
Lloyd Griffith was back, wasn't he?
He was on good form, Lloyd.
Yeah, from Soccer AM, comedian, Grimsby fan.
Yeah, if you're expecting a big rant from me about Chelsea, I just didn't have the heart for it.
He was broken. A broken man.
I am a broken man. They've just beaten all the love out of me.
You're a slightly more considered take than you probably expected.
Then we had a bit of a chat.
Covered some ground, didn't we? We talked about diarrhoea in professional football.
Oh, yeah.
Not in great detail, but we touched on it. We didn't touch it. We touched on it. And don't
that's
ask me.
That's it. Oh, thrilling.
It was a thriller. Here it all is.
Paul, and if you've tuned in expecting me to go mad or do a rant or anything like that, you'll be very disappointed because I'm quite philosophical about it. I mean, it didn't really need a 6-0 defeat at City to tell me that Sarri wasn't the right bloke for this job. I mean, I've known that since November. So, you know, if you can lose 4-0 at Bournemouth, you know, so there's no surprise that you can lose 6-0 at City. And I do like watching City play, though. They are rather good.
Yeah, as long as you're not playing them, I've often found that. That's when it gets difficult to watch.
But I think the best word on it was from Alison Rudd, who writes for The Times. This is how she summed it up. She just put this on Twitter. This reminds me of when I kept on eating mussels because I loved mussels and was violently ill because I was allergic to mussels, but I refused to believe it because I loved them so much and kept on eating them. And that's about it, isn't it? Yeah. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, as I've said before.
Sounds like one of Carlos Carvalho's press conferences, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I couldn't decide what was worse, Chelsea against City or Jonah Lumley's script at the BAFTAs. There wasn't much in it, really. And although there was a great moment, I did love this moment. Come back to sport. Among Bradley Cooper's many, many thank yous, there are loads of thank yous in his acceptance speech at the BAFTAs, he said, "A big thank you to Hilary Linseed." I was thinking, what, for oiling the cricket bats? Well done, Hilary.
How that show would never have got made. A Star Is Born never would have got made unless they had... Maybe because that's like a rider. Do you know, like, sometimes stars do things just to prove a point?
Yeah.
And they say, I do this movie. I'm happy to direct this movie and star in this movie. But every day I want 12 new, freshly linseed oiled...
Grey Nichols.
Stuart Surridge jumbos, basically, on my desk every morning. A bit like the old brown M&Ms.
Oh, that works for me.
Going back to Chelsea, Dan Levine, a man you often concur with, Chelsea reporter.
I think he's heard something myself.
Do you?
Yeah, I get that sense. He seems to think he's going.
He said this. He said, from this vantage point, it is very difficult to see any way that Maurizio Sarri can possibly come back from this. For him at Chelsea, it would appear to be all over, bar the shouting.
Yes, I think I think he's been... I don't know this, so no, I'm not going to say it, but I get the sense.
Yeah.
Just get a sense that he feels that there's something in the wind. And but you know that thing where he has a haircut after every time Chelsea lose?
Yeah.
You need a full body wax after that yesterday.
He'll be like Tilda Swinton's. He'll just be completely... that's quite possible. So would you get rid of him? I mean, you heard what Pep said about the first season is always the
tough. Yeah, I didn't notice Pep. I didn't notice City losing 6-0 to anybody in the first season. They played pretty well that first season. They had a problem with the keeper. They had a certain problem. But it's a thing of...
Is it the inflexibility?
It's the inflexibility. I can't stand. And when you're losing 2 or 3-0, Why not change it? Why keep playing the same way? I was just saying to Danny Murphy, he didn't disagree with me. I said I would have just basically said to Giroud, you go on, I'll take Pedro off. I'm going to put you on up there with Higuain, Hazard behind you. We'll defend in a low block. And every time we win the ball, we're just going to knock it over City's press and we'll see what happens. Couldn't be worse, could it? Couldn't have been worse. Try something different.
Not Kovacic for Barkley or Barkley for Kovacic.
But just keep saying the same thing over and over. I'm not seeing my football. Where's my football? Well, you know, your football's nothing, mate. It's just pass and move. You reinvented the wheel. Won't you shut up? Really, honestly. And the idea of, you know, having problems in defence and playing Kante where he plays him, it's just mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one all that it, people all, keep coming back to.
Because it is mad. It's completely mad. But, you know, never mind. Obviously, when it was...
You turned over. I was keeping in touch. You turned over and watched the cricket, didn't you?
You don't want to see your team humiliated. It's hard, you know. Nobody likes to see that. So,
no, of course not.
You know, and a lot of fans left, and I don't blame them. So I started watching things. Obviously, the cricket was on, but then it was tea. So I went to the Esports World Cup. I've never seen anything more sad and pathetic than the Esports World Cup.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely ridiculous. They do it like proper sport and they get the blokes in. They go, here he is. He's number one on the Xbox in the world. Who cares? It's a computer game.
And then really? Goes, I've got to be honest, Andy.
Then he goes, no. He goes,
you weren't in the most receptive mood to watch the Esports
Talk us through
World
the goals.
Cup,
and you see these little things and he goes, oh, what a lovely finish there. He dropped his shoulder. No, he didn't. It's like virtual racing. It's like saying, oh, you know, that's a really... What a great ride by that jockey in lane six. What are you talking about?
You're not really the target audience, are you, Andy? I wouldn't say.
I'm not,
for the eSports World Cup.
Very, very
poor. I think sad and pathetic is pushing it a little bit.
No,
though.
I think it's the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't recommend anybody watch it ever. It's really, really terrible. And talking of that, at this rate of equine flu, I think Cheltenham's going to have to be virtual. It's all going to be even the Guinness tent.
Virtual Guinness tent.
It's all on the virtual.
You can have a virtual Alan, couldn't you? Press the red button and you see how many. And yeah, that was not a bad idea.
It's funny. I remember winning on the virtual. I went to Edgbaston once for a test match with England against India.
Yeah.
And it just rained all day. So my son and I, we didn't have anything to do. We went to the museum, saw some stuff on Jack Bannister, which was quite good.
Yeah.
And then we went and had a bet on the virtual. And it won. It was so exciting. We're thinking, why?
See, this is why the kids get excited when they play the Esports World Cup. You've seen the joy.
But I also realised it was pathetic.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And you see that Meghan Markle, not that Meghan Markle.
That Meghan Markle. Yeah.
That letter Meghan Markle wrote to her dad.
Yeah.
She got lovely writing. Have you seen her lovely? I don't know if she used to do the scorecards in the days that BBC had the Test cricket.
That's nice. Remember
they
isn't
said
it?
That lovely sort of italic writing.
That is good writing.
Look it up, John. It'll be there on YouTube somewhere.
It's like the Venerable Bede.
They used to have a bloke handwriting the score. But in the days before electronic graphics.
Well, not on the scoreboard.
No, on the scorecard.
In the score, oh yes.
So the bloke would write it in an italic pen. It was lovely writing.
Yeah.
And then the bloke would hold it in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And that was their idea of a graphic. But, you know, it was a long time ago.
I think you've proved once again that you're not the demographic for the Esports World Cup.
I'll tell you right.
Yeah. But I do agree. Lovely handwriting.
Lovely handwriting.
Yeah.
Well done to her.
Anyway... I'm sorry, folks, if you're expecting him to go mad. He went a bit mad. He had a go at the Esports World Cup. It's basically a great deflection technique. It's like the Arsene Wenger of Chelsea. But you'd have him gone, would you?
Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
What now?
Now.
I mean, it's kind of... Scolari went...
About half an hour ago, to be really honest.
Scolari went quite early. He was about 7 months, wasn't he?
Yeah, because he's the same...
There were shades of that problem. Yeah,
same
had a way
problem.
Of playing that wasn't
Had a way
working.
Of playing, but didn't work. No plan B. The other guy, I felt for AVB a bit because he was caught between two stools. They had a lot of very powerful players at the time. And the club wanted him to get rid of him, but he didn't. And then he ended up falling between two stools and the whole thing, the players got him out, no question.
The difference, of course, Andy, is that Roman isn't as hands-on because he did say, isn't he, sorry, if Abramovich calls, I'll be happy. I'll never speak to him as it is, basically.
No, I think he appears to have lost interest, doesn't he, really? But, he did give him $150 million to spend. But they're paying the penalty now for not backing Conte because there was some sort of personality clash with Conte. You know, after he won the title, they should have backed him. Instead of buying Drinkwater and Zappacosta, they should have bought Sandra. They should have bought the players he wanted and got rid of the players he wanted. They should have had some faith. But somebody in that club, their nose was put out of joint by Conte. They thought he was too powerful. They didn't like what he was saying. So, you know, they're paying the penalty for that now. They didn't back a fantastic manager. forced him to become a terrible manager because of the way they treated him last year. And I think he slightly lost his, you know, his mojo and his whole everything.
Yeah.
And started behaving unlike himself. And then they've got this guy in who's got a reasonable reputation.
They backed him, haven't they?
But they backed him like mad. They backed the other guy. They backed the wrong guy.
Backed the wrong horse, much like the virtual race thing, which is where we came in.
Very true.
Good afternoon, all our friends in esports. What do you mean you've turned off?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport, making a welcome return to the studio from Soccer AM, of course, comedian and Grimsby Town fan, Lloyd Griffiths. Good to see you, Lloyd.
Sorry, I'm a little bit late.
Yes, there's a story behind this,
isn't there? There is, yeah, and it's an absolute name-dropping story. I was blocking Danny Murphy in the car park.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he happy about it?
No, he wasn't. I presume he'd be listening on the way back, so apologies, Danny.
Is he still driving the Micra, Danny?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a bit bigger than that, but yeah. It's that Micra that changes colour. You know the one like a Micra machine?
Lovely, beautiful.
But he's got a thing for it, apparently.
Well, that's a good story. Man of the people.
It's a good story, isn't it? My claim to fame, my sporting claim to fame, I blocked Danny Murphy in.
Yeah, in the TalkSport car park.
Yeah.
We're aware that you do this excellent podcast. Excuse me, one second. With David Priest.
Is that tears or?
Well, it is, and I'm getting very emotional about it. But David's landed himself a bit of a job, hasn't he?
He's taken a job, and I'm a little bit annoyed because he didn't consult me first. Because I mean, we do come as a duo now. He's taken the goalkeeping coach at Östersunds in Sweden, and the first I heard of it was when I saw it in the Sunderland Echo, which I read obviously daily. And
the idea that there's somebody from Sunderland comes and delivers it to your house.
Yeah, I get it.
Some poor kid on his push bike.
On a push bike. Yeah, I think he's got a Brompton. He gets on the gets on the train and then just comes and delivers
it. It's almost not cost effective for the newspaper, is it really? But it's good that they do it.
Look, if you want to sell papers in this year,
yeah, that's true. It's difficult.
Are you looking for a new partner in your podcast, or you still?
Well, to be fair, we haven't actually done it for a little while because we've both been very busy. Obviously with the tour, and he's, you know, David's very busy, but he's taking this, and so I think we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm quite open to a few weekends in Sweden, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
so
I don't mind. Down the line, can't you?
Weekends in Sweden sounds better, doesn't it, than Skype?
No, it's better if you're in the same.
So I think I might swing over there, but yeah, it's interesting for him, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You know, I know he's doing a lot of scouting for various people and stuff, but. You know, it's a great little gig. And they're a team, you know, that people have heard of.
Well, thanks to Graham Potter.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
And, although, you know, he was building a very nice media sort of presence for himself. So, anyway.
I'm sure he's done the right
thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure so. Now,
good luck to him.
We should be talking really beards because... I hadn't even seen this. Paul alerted me to the fact that Mo Salah, for no reason whatsoever, or apparent reason, has shaved his beard off.
Have you seen the pictures?
I've seen the pictures, yeah.
And normally, this is the sort of thing you do if you haven't scored for, you know, 20 games or something. You think, oh, I've got to change my luck. Or you start growing your hair and you say, well, I'm not cutting it until we go out the cup. But to actually do it for no reason at all does seem quite odd.
It does, yeah, but I have a beard because it hides a multitude of chins. He doesn't even have that problem. Do you think he's got a lookalike here as well? Do you think he then has to shave his beard?
Yeah, good point.
We were talking about this. We met his lookalike in Russia, and it's uncanny to the point where you think it's actually him walking around the street.
He's amazing.
Because he's in town when Egypt are in town. That's when we saw him. We thought, that's Mo Salah. And then we quickly realised it wasn't. But then
he was really milky, and then I got really annoyed. You're not actually him. You do know that, don't you? You've actually got no talent.
He loves his esports as well. He's a Mo Salah lookalike. But, I mean, he may shave the beard off and look nothing like him.
Yes,
he may only look like
it might be the beard that, what he could do, going back to the esports thing, he could be really good at FIFA. And then Mo Salah could sign him as his esports representative.
He could
have that'd be proper on brand.
And he loves esports.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
He's hearing it. Well, Christian Fuchs is listening.
Good afternoon, Christian.
He said, "Don't be nervous." But I don't know what that means, mate.
But he's live telly every weekend.
You're not going to worry about this.
Chill out, Christian. But he's got his own esports team as well.
Has he really? Yeah.
No fucks given. They've got their own.
Of course, it had to be. Didn't it?
Of course, it had to be called that.
He's got his own clothing brand as well. I mean, that is a guy.
That's not called something terrible, is it?
Yeah, it's called No Fruits Given.
No,
that's his brand.
That's his brand.
But they've got an esports thing as well. It's an easy gig, that, though, isn't it? Esports, sitting on your bottom all day.
He's destroyed the demographic for us today.
What strikes me about it is that it would be fun to play.
Yeah.
You know, I get that. I get it's fun to play. It's exciting. You're playing against somebody else's goals. It's competitive. Mm. But to sit and watch it, it's like watching virtual racing. There's absolutely no point. It's not real. It's just stupid.
Don't
it's not
that.
Real. Well, it isn't.
Don't say it's not real.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I'd like to sit on
it's
the
not
fence
an
offense,
here. Is it on the radio?
Yeah.
I'd like to sit on the fence because obviously, you know, if any esports people wanted me to present their esports centre.
Well, yeah, that's right. Look,
the huge fan of esports.
The National
always
Esports
happened.
Awards. You know, please welcome Lloyd Griffiths. Yeah. $15,000
Yeah. I probably plus know that. I'll never be asked by esports to do anything. So
don't rule it out.
You might have a lifetime achievement. Just going back to Mo's beard. Everything is now going to be the marker of that. So we're basically going to be saying, so next weekend or the weekend after, or hasn't scored since he shaved the beard off,
oh, yeah.
has scored 2 hat-tricks since he shaved the beard. So everything will be a sort of almost, you
it'll
know.
Be a, yeah, like a
before
line
the beard
in time, yeah.
And after
before
the beard.
Records begun, do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's right. So we'll all look back and said it was the best thing he ever did. He should buy shares in Gillette, etc. You can see the whole kind of narrative.
I can see what's
really.
He did look. He does look a lot younger, which is something that people always say about shaving your beard off. So I did think I might, you know, I might get rid of the whole lot. You know,
you're going to shave yours off?
I'd look at least 70.
Would you look a lot younger without?
I think I would look a lot younger. Yeah.
Yeah, I Tim Lovejoy grew a beard, and a lot of people said he looked a lot older with it. And then he took it off, and he looked a lot younger.
It's true.
So I think it just depends who the person is. I look ridiculous without a beard. Oh, I look like a child.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Now, I think Christian will be listening now. Of course, he just
sent me another message. Actually, am I allowed to read it?
Yeah,
out?
Of course, you can.
Is it rude?
He said paying you after. So I mean, I didn't realise it was a contractual thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's pleased with the mentions.
You're not going to.
He's got a bob or two, hasn't he?
Because you did that thing with him. Sorry, Paul. That thing with the taxi training.
Which
was great fun. Have you done any more of those?
No, we haven't actually. And I've got a new car as well. Because I did it in my old Seat Ibiza, the 1.9 TDIS,
are we driving now?
I had to sell for scrap.
Stars and their cars, our new feature. Number one, it's Soccer AM's Lloyd Griffiths. What are you driving at the moment?
Well, thanks very much for asking. I'm in a brand new Volvo XC60.
Lovely
car. It's the
car.
T8 version, 2.8, but it's also a hybrid, hence why I can drive in today, because therefore congestion free. Which is great, and that's it. There's no, I'm not being paid to say.
Lovely
this.
Vehicle for those long runs between gigs all around the country. Really,
I was in Birmingham last night, and it is the smoothest, nicest car you'll ever drive.
There we are,
the Volvo XC60.
There we are. Join us next week when we'll be. Who's coming on next week? We may not.
Danny
do it
Murphy
yet.
With his Micra.
Danny Murphy's Micra. Yeah, why he's still driving the K Reg Micra? Well, all in the floor. I think. Casper would have been ringing Dad Peter last night.
Oh, crikey.
Because...
Turned into his agent, didn't he?
Yeah, Pete went on BeIN Sports and he said, Leicester City are a really good football club. They've got good players. They just don't have the manager who can get the best out of them. Once they get everything sorted out, and I leave it to you to interpret what that means, you'll see Leicester maybe in 5th to 8th place where they belong. And he must have, I said, Dad, come on, that's a bit on the nose, really. I mean, it doesn't really leave anything sort of particularly ambiguous there, does it?
But I just didn't think that there'd be a situation where a Premier League goalkeeper is going into a manager going, right, can I have a little word about me dad, please? Is that out of order? There's the occasion where my mum would come to school concerts where I'd be singing and that a lot, and she'd have a few wines, and the next day I'd be like, right, can I have a little chat about me mum? But I didn't really think it would be a Premier League thing.
Has she joined in then? You're doing something,
Verdi's
Requiem, and she's joining in after a couple of wines?
No, she's just tucking into the wines, just enjoying the atmosphere.
Really?
Yeah, funny team, Leicester, though, aren't they? I mean, you know, they're in their results in the last 6 weeks. One at Chelsea, one at City, played brilliantly at Liverpool, should have won yesterday at Wembley, and yet they've lost some easy games, went out of the cup in a pathetic way.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see why people are unhappy. Then they are sort of underperforming, really, for a team that can, you know, that can
I've got a theory as to why people aren't bothered about them, because they've done it. They've won the Premier League. It's like, well, yeah, they've done it now. You've had your go.
Yeah, but if you're a Leicester fan, you'd be worried about it. You'd be concerned about it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I think now people will get behind the, you know, like the Wolves, for example, or the Watfords that are doing well. And I think that now that Leicester have had their almost kind of like bite of the cake, is that a phrase? I don't know. They've kind of won the Premier League. So now if they're doing well, it's like, well, yeah, fine, you've done it. But they are.
Is it a slice of cake rather than a
bite of the cherry?
Bite of the cherry.
You've had your bite of the cherry. Slice of cake. Yeah, it's all food related when it comes to me.
Robert Huth had a chat with Dave Kitson in the Sun at the weekend. It was an interesting chat. And he said that normally when a team are going for the title, You know, there'll be City fans, people who are kind of anti-City, anti-Liverpool, and they'll be trying to get in the players' ears on social media, and there'll be a lot of noise around them. People want them to lose. But he said the most difficult thing for them is that everybody wanted them to win it.
Yeah.
So the noise they had to block out was all this positive stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, we just couldn't have come saying, go on, you can do it. And they just had to, I mean, that's very unusual, isn't it, for a team to have to block out positive noise.
And probably from the other side as well, from the other teams. Like, yeah. God, go on, why not?
Tottenham, we were saying, go on, don't worry, we'll get involved in a kicking match with Chelsea. We won't let you down. Go on, Leicester.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Gigi Wijnaldum got a very good goal the other day, didn't he?
He did, lovely, yeah, lovely, lovely goal.
And he came off his sick bed to do it, and he was fairly upfront about what was wrong.
Oh, none yeah, of these kind of stomach upset situation.
Stomach upset. Oh no, this is what he said. I didn't train on Friday. I didn't sleep at the hotel either because I thought I might infect the other players. In the morning, I was still weak and I had the diarrhoea. Yeah, all right.
It's that bloke from Roy's gym.
He said, I must say the tablets helped a lot. Well, I'm great. I'm so good. They did, because if they hadn't have worked, basically your Twitter feed would have been very similar to Gary Lineker's for the rest of your life. Just ask Gary what that's like. You think you can't talk about anything without it, you know, it happens once and they never forget, do
that's
they?
That's
really?
True. That sort
but,
of situation.
It was a cracking goal for a man who wasn't well.
So I was
well
reading an article. An article.
Were you reading an article? Were you
an article. An article.
What was this article about then?
With John Oliver, the great comedian who used to be on this show many, many years ago.
He's a Liverpool fan as well, John.
Massive Liverpool fan. Yeah, I hadn't really remembered that. I should have done. He said, as the world slides further and further away, Jurgen Klopp is such an icon of positivity. I love the idea of being on the receiving end of one of his hugs, but I'm probably too repressed to enjoy it. He said, I honestly think that Mo Salah might be my lifeline. If he goes, I'll think, OK, burn everything to the ground. Extreme comment.
Yeah, he's back on their show's back last week tonight, isn't it? Very soon.
And talking of TV, it was the N4, the GC, Gemma Collins, booted off. Dancing on Ice.
Well done, Ryan Sidebottom survived.
Well, yes, she said, I just want to bow out gracefully. So it's got to be a first time for everything. God.
Very nice.
Yes, well done. And the first, this was a strange story. I didn't get this at all. The first AI, this is Britain's first Yeah, this is what it says. The world's first AI robot.
Yeah.
From Pavilion End, exactly.
AI robot.
That can draw people. I'm shouting. Oh. That can draw people using a microchip in her eye.
Yeah.
Has been created by designers in Cornwall. Don't know why. It seems so strange. Why her eye? Sorry, its eye.
Well, I don't know. It's a female robot.
Is it?
It's gender-specific robot.
I thought they're gender-neutral, aren't they?
Well, they don't have to be, Andy.
Yeah. And you know how...
That was a good... I enjoyed that discussion. That was brilliant.
Of course.
Put that in the podcast.
I will do, yeah. Tremendous. Well, don't worry. It's going in there. Yeah. And it's amazing how that once you get a tabloid label, you just never lose it. Now, Mikey Carroll, the bloke that won... the lottery in 2002.
Yeah. Just under, what was it?
17 years ago, he won $1.3 million, whatever. He blew the lot. And he was of a certain...
He used to have stock car racing in his garden.
Yes, he was a certain type of fellow, really. But I think he's...
You're being snobby again, Andy.
No, I'm not. It's the papers. They call him Lotto Lout Mikey Carroll.
That's what they called him, Lotto Lout Mikey Carroll.
But they're still calling him Lotto Lout. It's today's paper, Lotto Lout Michael Carroll thing. Oh, God, give him a break. He's 17 years old.
He's a lumberjack now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Chops down trees, he eats his lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
He does all the things a lumberjack would do.
And well done to football fan Dan Howie, who, after not being able to get in, and you may remember this incident, he couldn't get through the turnstile at Derby.
Oh, yeah.
And so he decided to lose weight. It was like a turning point in his life. And he shed more than 24 stone. He's done tremendously well. Right. And but instead of doing the old trousers, they got his old cardigan.
Yeah, that's
him
nice.
And his mate in his old cardigan.
Two of them in the same cardigan.
Nice variation on a theme there.
Yeah, brilliant. So, okay.
There you go.
We're going to cross to the West Indies very shortly. We're going to bring you an over from today's play. It's live over on TalkSport 2. If you've not been able to follow it yet, what's wrong with you? You can download it. The TalkSport app has got TalkSport and TalkSport 2 on there, so you've got a choice of listening. And, of course, you can retune your digital radio to make sure you can hear our ball-by-ball coverage. So we're going to bring you the next over. A little bit later on. And so we said,
if we go over there and it's drinks.
Could be drinks.
That'd be
next.
Good.
Could be drinks next. That's quite possible, isn't it, really? So we'll see.
No, the drinks was at 3.
Did you see the DJ at the game, the Watford game at the weekend? Couldn't resist having a go at Marco Silva. Played Tempted, Lying Eyes, You Give Love a Bad Name, Go Your Own Way, Since You've Been Gone, and, of course, The Snake.
Oh, for goodness.
So that's, pretty on the nose.
Yeah, Let It Go now. You know,
I didn't play Let It Go.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
It is Newcastle against Wolves. And
is it at Newcastle?
It's at Wolves.
Oh, it's Wolves, Newcastle. Yeah. Okay, all right.
And Almiron's probably going to get his first game, maybe not starting, but off the bench.
Mm. It could be an interesting game there because Newcastle do what they always do, which is try and play it tight, and Wolves are pretty attractive. So,
if Newcastle fans are looking for a nickname for Almiron, you could do worse than Sheldon. Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
He's got that look.
Yeah,
he's got a bit of a look of Sheldon. So, I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Possible.
But he looks an interesting player. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, Yedlin and others have sort of talked to the manager about him and talked.
I watched talking of Sheldon. I watched Inside the Actor's Studio with
him. Did you?
Jim, what's the guy who plays him? Jim something. I can't remember.
I can't remember yet.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah,
whatever. And that funny bloke. He's such an odd bloke. That bloke. It looks like he dyes his beard with shoe polish.
Oh, okay.
You know the one I mean. The guy that sits there and asks sort of like questions about acting. You never seen that?
Oh, yes, I have seen it. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, Jim Parsons.
Jim
Parsons. That was made.
Jim Parsons. What's your favourite egg sandwich?
No, you is he Irish?
No, he always
what's
asks
your favourite egg sandwich?
He always asks really odd questions, that fella.
Favourite curse word he always does, doesn't he?
All sorts of things.
We should ask
his
that
whole interview
of our
style is based on some bloke from the 1850s or something. It's really odd. Still, it's
James Lipton.
James Lipton.
That's Lippo, him. As he's known in the dressing room.
Lippo.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Don't ask me
to leave it out. I'll cut you some slack, Andy. It's been a traumatic weekend
traumatic
for you. But look,
yeah.
It might have just sharpened you.
Yeah, you never know.
Give you a nice, easy one to kick off with. London you Broncos prop joined us in the studio on Friday. What's his name?
I know his last name. It's Batty.
Batty. Spelt differently, that's right, yeah. Can you remember his first name?
Batty.
I thought you'd remember this. Batty. It's a little warm-up.
Batty.
Don't say Nora.
No, not Gareth. Not
Gareth.
Duh.
Yeah. It's an old school name. No. Oh, Andy.
Cedric.
Cedric? No,
he said it was old school.
Not that old school. It was Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie,
Eddie
Batty.
Eddie.
Oh, Andy, we'll just plow through the others. Oh, Tom Hook.
What a terrible
start. That's what a disastrous start.
I don't remember his last name.
Even Chelsea made a good start yesterday. Tom Hopburn, Robert Sheehan, the actors, came in to tell us about their new Netflix series, The What Academy. What was the word that's missing?
The Umbrella Academy.
Well, well done. Peter Crouch Sausage, we talked about, with Danny Hayes from Hayes Family Butchers of Burnley.
Yes,
Crouchy's
right.
Red Hot What? Think of Crouchy in a
red
goal celebration.
Hot.
Red Hot.
Dance?
No, Red Hot Dance, Red Hot Robot.
A Red Hot Robot.
Okay, it's not going well.
Yeah.
Why did we speak to a postman from Wales last week? What was he about to do?
Goodness, I don't know why we speak to anybody.
Can we speak to a, we spoke to a Welsh postman. He offered us an opportunity to go and do something with him.
It's like it never happened. I've got no idea at all.
I'm a bit worried, really. He wants us to run a marathon tied to him.
Oh, and
102 of his mates.
Oh, yeah, blimey.
This is
no,
going well.
That, yeah.
And Philip Glenister popped in to see us. Actor, supports Arsenal. And which other club?
Yes. Farnborough. No, not Farnborough. It's not Farnborough.
It's not Farnborough, no.
It's something like Farnborough.
It is a bit like, it's non-league, yeah. A bit like Farnborough, no.
Nuneaton.
No.
Wealdstone.
Wealdstone. Well done. Wealdstone. He's back. He's back. That bodes well for next week. We'll leave it there then.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4pm on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon show. Poor old Eddie Batty. I bet he's feeling special
I
today.
Remember
I've soon forgotten. Cedric. They'll be calling him Cedric in the dressing room now at London Broncos.
He did say an old-fashioned name.
Yeah. Okay, we're back tomorrow. James Martin joins us in the studio and we kick off the book club.
Yes, I'm
Luke
looking forward
Moore,
to it. Good.
Joins us. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.